Welcome to the Category 5 Community Coffee Break for Thursday, March 26th.
Take two.
Take two. Robbie is on site at Studio E watching internet cable being pulled and getting installed.
Awesome.
Yep. The painter should be there to paint over the spackle job they've done after removing the wainscoting. So it's coming together. Coming together. Hopefully
he has the keys this time.
Well, he's in.
Yay.
He's in.
We're back.
He's in.
It's good.
He sent a picture this morning, so he is in.
Nice.
Good. Glad to hear it. Yeah. I'm sorry. My internet just went down and came back up again. So
yeah, we noticed.
My bad. Sorry about that.
There's a lot of that going on.
Well, it's been pretty stable all week until today. This morning, it's just been a bit fragile.
Yeah.
All right, y'all, what you got in the way of coffee?
I'm empty.
Oh, no. This is a coffee break, people. Come on. Oh. I'm waiting for my cat to jump up on my... Hey, there you are.
Nice. Yeah.
Ron was holding the cat before.
I got Kate.
Hello.
I got Kate here. She's 17 years old. She doesn't jump anymore.
Poor thing. Oh, dear. Is she still doing okay?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah. She's very loud, though. She's very vocal.
Yeah, some cats are like that. I had to go to get some fresh litter. I have a self-scooping litter box, and I have to go and get another box of litter for it. And they have cats for adoption there, and I was so ready to take one of them home, but I know that my current cat would not have any part of that. So, yeah, she's a one house, she's a one cat.
Territorial.
She's the boss of the house. Yeah, she doesn't want any part of that. So yeah, definitely not gonna do that. But such a gorgeous, I think it was a Persian or something, and she was just gorgeous. She was just gorgeous. Come here, cat.
I wouldn't mind having a pet. Now that I've been getting allergy shots, I've been doing really well with animals. The wife hasn't.
She doesn't want to come up.
Come here. I used to have birds 25 years ago.
Birds.
Yeah. Birds. Small
there
birds.
She is. Hello.
My sister had two. I bought two myself. And then we discovered that I had two females and she had two males. Because when they're small, it's not easy to tell the difference. So we swapped one. And 3 years later, I ended up with 8 birds in 2 cages. Right. And a couple of friends of mine bought the one cage.
A flock.
Now, did your parents never tell you about the birds and the bees? When a boy bird and a girl bird get together.
Now.
Oh dear, I'm bad.
That is one of the stories that I have never actually heard that story, but everyone is using that. Everyone know what they mean, but I think that most people have actually not heard the story.
Uh-huh.
But everyone know what they mean, which is kind of funny.
Yeah.
Lol. Well, we need Robbie here to keep the conversation going.
Yes, you do. How long do you think he'll be before he gets back online?
There's no telling.
Oh boy. Okay.
Yeah, he said that he might be slightly delayed. And that was half an hour ago.
Yeah. I haven't had a chance to check Discord because I'm on my work computer, so. I'm using the phone here, but during working hours, I've only got the work computer running, so I'm not using the home computer at all. Not that the cat cares. She'll be more than happy to mess with me even when I'm working, as you can tell. So,
yeah, I've got, let's see if I can do this. My work computer is right there.
Okay.
And it went to sleep.
Yeah.
Now, here's something interesting. I got this computer some time ago now when I joined the company. It's an HP EliteBook. Mm-hmm. There is no insert key on the keyboard. What's up with that? Now, how long have you had your keyboard, Bill, or your laptop? Does it have an insert key?
This laptop is actually a month old for me, but it's a Dell. Let's see.
If it's a Dell, it probably has a pretty standard keyboard layout.
Yes, it does have an insert key.
But I cannot imagine why HP thought that we don't need an insert key. Why would anybody use an insert key?
Clearly, they did. They don't use a VI to edit files.
No, exactly. I would use the insert key on both Unix and on the mainframe, which is what I'm coding on now, you know, COBOL and all that fun stuff. And we use the insert key.
There are three keys that I use regularly. It's the ESC key, the insert key, and there's a scroll lock. System request key. Because when the graphical desktop in a Linux system freezes, you can use that to force application to shut down.
Oh, okay.
But once you started doing that, the graphical display will never again access to the keyboard.
Yeah.
You have to either restart the graphical display or you have to restart the entire machine. But it beats just yanking power.
Yeah, the biggest one I remember is Control Alt Backspace. That resets the it's supposed to reset the whole X Windows environment. That's the only one that I recall.
Isn't there one of the hypervisors that you use Control Alt Insert instead of Control Alt Delete to log in?
Not on this laptop.
Exactly. Exactly.
Nope, not going to happen. There's no insert key on here. It boggles my mind. I can't believe. So what did I do? I just went and plugged in a regular USB Logitech keyboard. Hey, there's Robbie.
I saw a picture.
At least he is pretending to be here.
Well, maybe he's coming in through the new internet at Studio E. Wouldn't that be something?
That would be a neat trick.
And he's moving.
Sure would. Oh, good.
There
he is. Hello.
Be very quiet.
We have to be very, very quiet.
Oh, look at that.
Ooh.
How's everybody doing?
We're doing great. We're trying to.
How you doing, Robbie?
Change the view on my screen. Greetings, Robbie. I was just looking to see. I had to change the view on my screen so we could see what you were. I was just lamenting the lack of. I don't know if you've ever experienced this, but just got a fairly recent HP EliteBook laptop. There is no insert key on the laptop. What's up with that?
Key? Yeah.
Nope. Nope.
Wow.
Apparently and
I was saying that the laptop producer clearly doesn't use VI to make that kind of decision.
Well, with VI, you don't specifically need the insert key because you can use the I key to insert because it's two different modes, right? One for entering text and one for actually controlling VI. So
what's going on there, Robbie?
You guys know where I am, right?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Good deal.
See, I'm trying to do everything on a phone because I don't have a computer. Yeah, so here I am.
Yeah.
I can't take you through because there's people working, but it's a it's a big mall, and so it's like just a bunch of offices, and this is our space. So it's the front.
Okay. Ooh, nice.
Can't take you in the office because there's somebody working installing the internet.
Okay.
This is the main studio. Ooh. Skylight up there. And painters just coming in, so. Yeah. Making progress.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
So there is light at the end of the tunnel.
What's that, Solvin?
So there is light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah. Well, the skylight, anyway.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, it's happening.
Here?
No, I said it's happening.
Oh, it is, yes. Yeah, sure is. So,
good deal.
I guess painting should be done tomorrow.
Nice.
Sounds like, yeah. So
cool.
And then we'll be on track for Saturday.
Magnificent. That's great news. Yeah.
I don't have a coffee, though.
That's okay. I brought some this time.
Yeah, thanks, Beth. Somebody send me one.
Cheers.
Don't you have a Tim Hortons right outside?
Yeah, but then I lose internet. I just got Wi-Fi, so that's what they're here doing.
Nice.
I guess it's a big building. So. Yeah.
Well, that's a nice surprise, Robbie, to see the
new
studio. Yeah, I know you're glad to have a key. For sure.
I haven't got a key yet, BP9.
Oh. He broke in. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
They left it open for me overnight. So.
Oh, wow.
So, but there is a lady who's come around, and she's checking the locks. So I'm going to find a key for me.
So, Robbie?
Yeah?
Can you read this?
Can I read it?
He's on his phone. I doubt it.
Nah, you can barely read it on the computer.
Yeah.
Hey, Mirajoid.
He had an unboxing just before you came.
Unfortunately, the recording stopped by then.
Oh, no. Ooh, look at that.
Yeah. Do you know what it is?
TRS-80?
Yes, it is.
Wow. Cute.
And he has two.
Nice.
I have a Model 100 and a 102.
And does it have a Tandy address sticker on it anywhere that says Barrie, Ontario?
No, sorry.
No. Is it a hat day?
What's that?
I see Robbie's wearing a hat.
Yes, he is.
Oh, yes.
Because that's how he keeps warm, don't you know?
I don't know.
Was that a Tandy laptop?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it was.
Sure is.
I remember those. Those were pretty cool.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. Oh, man, I'm going to go get my hat now. Uh-oh.
Everybody's running to get their hats.
Uh-oh, we started.
Yeah, can't let Robbie be the only stylish one.
Yeah, well, I don't have any. Well, wait a minute. I might have an Akubra somewhere. Hold on, let me see if I can find it.
Oh, there you go.
That's my hat.
So Robbie's at Studio Excellent today.
Yes, sir. So, and literally just got internet, so wasn't sure if I was going to be able to check in.
So, a free software activist, I need to have a GNU cap, of course.
I like it.
Physical.
You just pushed me out of the way. Okay.
So where are you, Robbie?
Sorry?
Where are you?
This is the entrance to Studio E, right here.
All right. Nice.
I'm going to go down the hall.
Are you going to show us?
Hey?
You're not going to show us?
Or I got workers in here, so. But I'll peek in the back entrance here and just kind of. Anybody there? Do you see it?
Yeah.
No, it's switched away. Sorry.
Just see it in the recording.
Yeah.
Hi, Peter.
Yes, so I have that from the audio and everything else.
I don't have a headset or anything, so it's pretty hard to hear anything.
Sorry. I'll speak a bit louder.
There you go. So is everybody good today?
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
I'm good. I'm waking up.
Yeah, pretty good.
Good, good.
So what time is it in Australia?
No idea, because I'm in Central Time Zone in the U.S.
Oh, okay. Well, I know what time it is there. It's 11:20.
That's true. Yes, that's true. I believe it's something like 3 o'clock in the morning over there. I've been in the States more than 20 years now, so
all right.
So I go back every night. Yeah, it's 3:21 in the morning over there. And they're still on daylight savings. I think their daylight savings shuts down early mid-April, something like that.
So, well, daylight savings, isn't that summertime?
Yeah,
correct. They're just coming out of summer now because
right.
The
okay.
Seasons are reversed.
Yeah, they're in
the daylight savings.
They
do daylight savings in our winter.
Correct, because that's when their summer is. Their seasons are reversed.
Oh, yes. Right.
Mm-hmm. So
here in Europe, it's 5 p.m. 5:25 soon.
Oh, you keep reminding me of that. It's beer time again.
Solbu? Is that yeah. Solbu? That was talking. Yeah. So 5:25 in the evening?
Yes.
Yes. Nice. So you're done with work?
Yeah, I live on a disablement pension. When I was a little kid, they discovered that somewhere around the frontier, I'm missing part of the brain, but they don't know the effects of it. So every kind of problem growing up, they put on that.
So. I'm sorry, my phone is going off again. I'll catch you guys later.
Okay.
All right, take care. Well.
Thanks, Brave. See you later.
So, wow. So I have the economic freedom to do what I want when I want to do it.
Nice.
I better play with all the authority, gentlemen.
Hi, Peter.
What time are you here?
So am I the only one not in North America?
I guess so.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah.
Springfield, Mass here.
You guys know where I am?
Sure yeah. Do.
You're on my screen.
He can't be. He's on my screen.
Hello, where I am. No. Nobody don't know where I am. Bobby does.
I don't know yet, no.
I have no idea.
Ireland.
Ireland.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Ah.
There you go.
I live in Ireland on the Bay Dot North Coast.
Nice.
Guys, I have to run because internet installer needs to chat with me. I'll probably lose my connection. So have a great day, everyone.
Yep.
Bye, thanks, Robbie.
Bye.
Take care of yourself, man. See you tomorrow. I think I'm going to go ahead and drop as well because I've got plenty to do here also. So. I enjoyed the chat, guys.
Yeah.
Have a good afternoon, yep. And hopefully catch you tomorrow. Maybe I'll have some batteries charged, and I can maybe do something useful with the Model 100.
Yeah, that would
maybe
be
show
nice.
It off or something. Yeah.
That would be fun.
See what I can do. All right.
You know, take care.
Take care of yourself.
Maybe I'll
see you later.
Computer tomorrow too.
Cool.
<All right. laughs> Bye.
Take care, Bill.
Well, yeah.
how to stop this. There we go. There it is.
Trick well, is I to try without wrong. Saying it.
I'm not shush. There we go. Yeah. See you later.
All right, take care. Yeah.
In any case, it ends after 40 minutes after the stream starts, so I guess we have at least 5 minutes left. Yep. The warning hasn't come yet.
No, I haven't seen anything either. Well, anything else? Any other big plans for the rest of the day?
No, catch up on a few TV series, and so I have a friend who has a big Plex server that I have remote access to. So I'm watching a few episodes a day from his server, in addition to a few of my own. So
nice.
I have maybe 1,000 different TV series and 800-900 movies to select from.
That's cool. So I have a ton of online training, so I'll probably be taking a nap in about an hour.
Yeah, I'm thinking about doing that too.
Not by choice.
I've got a weird audio. I've got a weird network problem on my Windows machine for some reason. I installed Windows 10 on my machine with a bloody user network, but if I install Windows 9 and upgrade, it works. But don't tell me why it doesn't work. I can't figure it out. Anybody got any ideas?
Yeah. Yeah, they say that modern technology and computers came to help us solve our problems, but too often the computers or the networks are the problem. So
it's just a new set of problems, that's all.
Yeah.
Yeah. They should try to totally fix the thing because it's very awkward, you know. Because if the wind's cracked, I have to keep rolling Windows 7 back to get rid back to Windows 10 again. It's the only one because I program it on Windows 10 all the time. But I've got clients in Windows 10 all the time, you know, I only program on Windows at the moment. So it's a bit of a line, you know.
Mm.
Yeah, well, it's great.
So, Peter, how long have you had that in the hole in your throat?
When the two towers come down, the day the two towers came down, I had my operation. They were wheeling me into the surgery, into the theatre to get done. So it's probably about 2001.
Okay.
I'm also at risk as well. I cannot go out. I have nurses in every day to look after me. And my wife as well is an expert. My wife is blind. That's why we didn't go see Robbie last year, because we got medical problems. People won't take us on insurance or anything. They'll take me on insurance or anything to go anywhere. So I'm a bit stuck in Ireland at the moment. I went to go see Robbie or in Canada. We had it all organized, but we couldn't get the insurance or get the housing, how to come somewhere to stay. But the insurance in the US and Canada is very, very expensive, as much as the priority it was. Because I'm at risk, I'm really at risk.
Yeah.
Wow.
Got it cut over the road from us. It would be my wife's third cousin, I think, or second cousin. I can never go in Ireland which cousin it is. It's a cousin of some sort in the village. Has got I keep well away from them. They're about 30 yards away from me, 30 metres away. And they're out of jars. I have to keep well away, yeah. Great piece of grip, but that's how it is.
Yeah. Yeah, do Ireland have a public healthcare system? As England?
Yeah, it does.
That's good.
It's got problems, obviously. There's too many people at the moment, yeah.
Yeah.
It's getting overloaded. But I got a priority because they put me on a priority list because of my problems. You know, if I get it, I'm dead, basically. I've got no filtering in my in my chest. I'll go straight down to my lungs and I'm a gunner. Mm. They told me that the district judge came round and told me that, and I knew that anyway, but I didn't know.
So this is one of the big differences between most of Europe and the United States, is that in Europe, if something happens to you, you're not going broke because of healthcare bills. You are paying just a small fee, if at all. But we don't need the insurance. I'll bet in Ireland it's a lot of the same.
Yeah, it's all the same. Yeah, we're actually in the UK part of Ireland. We're in the north of Ireland. We're not in Southern Ireland. We're not way from us. Southern Ireland. We're about 30 miles away from the border. We're quite near Derry, Londonderry, probably about 40 miles away. Go ahead, sorry.
That sounded like a first generation Star Trek communicator sound.
No, I met one or two people being very rude. They'd say being called out drunk or on drugs or something. You know, and I wasn't. You know, I'm a maker. I can't go on a maker because I get idiots on there who are really quite nasty. They know I'm on and they come in to be rude. Yeah. It's one of those things, yeah. I'm afraid some people don't understand things, yeah. Even explain to them, they just want to be bloody nasty.
Yeah.
Well. So, whereabouts are you, Torval, whereabouts are you?
I'm in 2 hours north of Trondheim, in the middle of Norway, in a town called Steinkjer.
Oh, actually, yeah, you're in Norway, yeah.
So I'm in the middle of Norway. You have the Trondheim Fjord, and as far inland as you can go with a boat, it's about where I am.
Very nice. Very nice. They did a DNA test and guess what I am? I'm Viking. I'm very Viking. I'm very Viking, which is very funny. I've got very fair hair. I'm very fair.
That reminds me, I did on DNA.com, genealogy site. I registered there and was looking at my ancestry. And on my grandmother's side, I traced them on all sides as for three or four generations back. But on my grandmother, my father's mother's side, I really went down a rabbit hole, and I came to the 1000 when the Vikings were roaming around, and discovered that at least two or three of the kings were related to me back then. And at that point, I stopped taking notes, and I stopped going back further when I came to the year 300 after Christ. Then I stopped following because, no, this can't be right. But it was fun.
Most of my relations, my first relations come from North England. One couple comes from Newcastle. We got another one who came from an island in the Caribbean, but we're not sure if she was black or French. We're not too sure if she was either or either. because it was French Island that we English took over. We don't know about that one, but we still got it. I go back to about 1780 on all sides of family, my mother's side and my father's side. Possibly one of my father's side was a Lord Mayor of London in the 1500s, but we've got the same surname, but we got to figure out the connection between 1500 and 17, rather 1770, you know. So we've got a big gap, we can't prove it, but the name is spelled the same way. It's actually Norman French. It's Norman French, so we think there's a little mega statue in London. I've seen it. but it could be a relation or not, I don't know. I'm not going to say 100%, you know. There's a bit of proof, I think, because lots of things get lost in England, you know. And tracing relations over in Ireland is even worse because when the 1917 happened, when we had the revolution, lots of stuff got burned. Southern Ireland became a republic, and a lot of stuff in Dublin got lost, burned, or vandalized. So it's very difficult to trace some other ancestors of mine. But some of my ancestors, James and Terry, which is not very far away, and he was quite funny. I told my younger brother, I said, we got relations, get where? Ireland. I said, get where? I said, not very far away. I said, about 30 miles away. I said, Terry. He was impressed. Anyway.
Hi, Nick. Nice paint job on the wall behind you.
Hi. Yeah, hey. I just finished it.
So real.
Yeah.
No, actually, I'm outside in Lapland. We have great 4G coverage here.
Yeah, it's the same in Norway. So.
Well, gang, it looks like we need to wrap this up.
Yeah.
Our time is probably almost over. So again, Robbie is on site in Studio E working with the internet guys, getting the cable in. You still want to help with the Kickstarter, cat5.tv/kick. We're in the home stretch. We should be moving in this weekend. Should be good in a couple of weeks. Hopefully we can get the show back on and get going. All right, guys. It's been fun.
Yeah.
We'll see you again tomorrow. All right.
Take care.
Bye. Bye.